Do not adjust your frequency. You are about to enter a dimension of sight, a dimension of sound, a dimension of mind, a dimension that redefines radio in Windsor and Detroit. You are now entering CJAM 99.1 FM.
That's right, you're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. And I got a great show for you today. The more fortunate of you to have been to a massage therapist know of its profound effects on your muscles. And Lori LaFave is a registered massage therapist who is my guest this week and works out of the Genesis Health Center here in Windsor. She's my guest this week on You Talking to Me. Lori, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Thanks, Big JD. How are you?
I'm doing good. So let's talk a little bit first about what a registered massage therapist is. There a thing such as a non-registered massage therapist?
Yeah, the difference being a registered massage therapist has a certain amount of clinical hours and education, and you're registered with the province of Ontario. So you'd write a board exam in order to become registered.
I see. Okay, so there are practicing non-registered therapists as well.
Yeah, usually they refer to themselves, I believe, as myomassologists. They have studied, just not as lengthy a course, and they're not they're not registered with the province.
Right, I see. I don't know if that would be somebody that I would want to go to for a massage rather than somebody that's registered. I'd probably think not.
Well, you...
I'd want the most knowledgeable person working on me.
That's true. Yeah, it helps. Definitely the education is very, very thorough. But there are some good biomassologists who've been practicing for years and years and just have good hands and, they're just fine, but the difference is the education.
And that brings us to a point that some people probably wonder about, and that's the title of, like, a masseuse. What is the difference between, like, what you do and maybe a masseuse or that title?
A masseuse is, I think it's sort of an old school term, like you think of European sort of...
Yeah, the big Swedish or Russian Amazon woman that...
Yeah, that's a masseuse.
...practically breaks your
it's
joints.
Sort of the layman's term... for registered massage therapist.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Some people call me a masseuse. It doesn't offend me, but you do when, like, practical matters for billing insurance and, you know, with your client base, you do want to stress the fact that you're registered if you are registered.
Right, okay. So what type of training is required to become a massage therapist? What kind of schooling do you go through?
It's roughly a two-year course, and it's a lot of science. It's a lot of... of course, anatomy being the biggest science course, and then pathology, physiology, public health, and then there's the technique part, which is, makes up the bulk of the course, and then there's clinical hours.
Right, okay. So did you have any prior interest to this sort of thing, maybe fitness or how the body works, muscular development, things like that, before you actually took on... becoming a therapist?
Yeah, I think I sort of got into it through an interest in alternative health sciences, you might say. I sort of started, just on my own looking into that, and then I came across massage therapy. I actually had a massage and was impressed and learned that, that's a good way to sort of... A good inroad into that whole field as a massage therapist. If you're working as a massage therapist, you sort of come into contact with all kinds of different alternative therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps it pretty interesting, actually.
Actually, that's an important point that you bring up, the other types of holistic ways to heal the body and things like that. Were there other things that interest you that you... have you ever practiced any other things, or...
Yeah, I also practiced cranial sacral therapy. And as you go along as a massage therapist, you actually have to keep your education upgraded, something called continuing education unit. So you're always learning, and you're always incorporating new things into your practice to help your client base the best you can. So the main one that I've sort of branched off into is cranial sacral therapy, and it works well with massage therapy. I can sort of treat. It gives you another tool to treat problems that you see.
Okay, and how about working for yourself? I know you work out of the Genesis Health Center, but you basically work for yourself. Did you work for anybody else in the past, or did you work for a company or anything like that? Or
no, actually, I've been there. I've been practicing just over 11 years now, and I've been at Genesis Health Center that whole time. But as a massage therapist, you are self-employed. So, there's different situations depending on if it's the spa environment or, I work with a chiropractor and another massage therapist. But you're always self-employed as a massage therapist.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what about the importance of some of the things you use, like oils, or the importance of, scent in what you do?
Yeah, aromatherapy can be a big part of it. I've dabbled in it a little bit. We tend at Genesis Health Center, we tend to do more therapeutic massage therapy as opposed to just relaxation, something that you might experience at a spa.
Right, this is more for the purpose of healing.
Yeah, injuries, but there's no problem with. We do see people just for general relaxation massage. So yeah, I use just a common carrier oil. I actually use canola oil because it's hypoallergenic, and it's inexpensive because you go through a lot of it. But yeah, aromatherapy is something that you can incorporate into your practice as well, and a lot of people really enjoy it, and it is really beneficial. It's been proven to stimulate all kinds of different health energies, and it's great stuff.
Now, what about music? Because I know that plays a fairly important role as well, at least for relaxation, right?
Yeah, I enjoy working with music. I think it helps to relax. I mean, no matter what you're seeking a massage therapist for, even if it's just, it could be, an injury or if it's just to relax, we all need to relax. And I think that music just adds to that, helps that. I don't think all therapists use music, but yeah, I like to. I think it just sort of, then if someone finds the quiet time uncomfortable, which some people do, the music sort of fills that void and just helps people to calm down a bit.
On the other side of that coin, then, is there anybody, have you come across anybody that you give massage to that doesn't like the music on?
Yeah, well, maybe not the music in general, but I've had people ask me to change the music. They didn't like it, something in particular that I was playing. I mean, you have to gauge that. Everyone's got different tastes, different musical tastes. But yeah,
you probably shouldn't be playing the heavy metal or punk rock while you're...
Well, yeah. I mean, not if you're working with,
unless it's requested,
75-year-old woman or...
Yeah. Would you have that kind of music on hand just in case it was requested? No.
Well, I could. I'll play anything.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the equipment, like the bed, I guess, would be the main thing. And if there is any other equipment that you would use.
Yeah, every massage therapist usually has a portable table, which I do. But at Genesis Health Center, we have hydraulic tables, which are very nice. So that allows you to lift or lower while the person's on the table, wherever you need the height adjusted to. The table is that's pretty much it. That's that's pretty much all the overhead you have as starting as a massage therapist, and that's something that obviously you'll use throughout your career.
Okay.
Other than that, there's different things like handheld massagers and things like that, heating sources, sources of heat like a thermophore that therapists use, ice packs, even you get into hydrotherapy.
All right, okay. Now, would someone increase the benefits of massage therapy with the frequency of visits?
Usually, yes. Mm-hmm. I like to say, really, I mean, we could all have a massage every day. It wouldn't hurt. It does no harm. But when you're dealing with an injury, let's say whiplash from a car accident, the frequency of visit is important. I usually see someone about twice a week for 6 or 10 weeks, and then take it from there and see how they're progressing.
Right.
So yeah, there's depending on the injury or the ailment, you sort of set a routine and go from there.
Well, experts estimate that upwards of 90% of disease is stress-related, and perhaps nothing ages us faster internally and externally than high stress. Let's talk a little bit about stress. Is that one of the key factors, that you find in the people that you give massage therapy to? Or?
Yeah, I definitely, if not for anything else, massage therapy is a huge benefit to the effects of stress. And, yeah, they find the correlation between stress and a lot of disease now that they never really looked at before, such as diabetes, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, heart disease and cardiovascular ailments and anxiety, so more along the lines of mental, emotional difficulties someone's going through stress that way. It's the whole body, mind, spirit connection. They all work so closely together. You can't separate them. Massage therapy is a really, really good way to get at all of them because, you're dealing with the body, obviously. It feels good. You're dealing with muscle, tissue, and relaxing. But then it goes beyond that into the releasing the stress that you might not even be able to pinpoint, as to what that stressor is in your life. It helps just to, works with the nervous system that way.
Right. Well, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm talking with registered massage therapist Lori LaFave. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some specific areas of the body and possibly some rarer areas or cases right after this.
Mozartosties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, talking with registered massage therapist Lori LaFave. And I'd like to talk to you about some particular areas of the body that maybe the majority of people have issues with, and then some of the rarer areas maybe, or rare cases that you see. So what are some of the, obviously I would think back is probably number one and maybe neck second. Is that what you find? Hello, Lori?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Just want to talk a little bit about particular areas of the body that the majority of people have issues with. I would think number one is probably back. What do you find?
Yeah, back and neck, most definitely. Lower back, well, the back in general, lower back and the thoracic, like mid-back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people...
You almost threw some technical terms in there on us.
Yes, the thoracic, which is just refers to the mid-back. But then, yeah, the neck and upper back, just I think because so many people work with a computer all day, so they're sitting.
Sure.
And they're you know, they've just the posture that you conform to with that, I think it really seems to wear the back, especially the upper back and neck.
What about rare areas or rare cases? Are there odd areas that you do massage therapy to that most people would not realize?
Probably what most people wouldn't expect is intraoral, so like inside the mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not very pleasant for those poor people who come in with problems.
It's not just for your dentist anymore.
No, that's right. And actually, there's a lot of referral from dentists for cranial sacral therapy and massage therapy as well. So you're going intraorally, so you use a glove. Mm-hmm. And it's primarily to deal with TMJ dysfunction.
Okay.
And a lot of people actually suffer from that, and it's quite painful.
Wow. So are there areas of the body which massage is possibly not helpful, or that somebody would not maybe benefit from massage therapy, or can it pretty much help with anything?
It can depend on the times where you're not going to want to massage. Is if you're in a really acute stage of an injury or post-surgery or something like that. So
okay.
You're dealing with a lot of inflammation. So it's not necessarily a part of the body that's contraindicated or something that you shouldn't be working on, but it's more the time frame. Sometimes you have to let things heal a bit more before you get into the tissue and start working.
And then that leads me to asking you, does it help with things other than muscle or muscular related issues, like maybe tendons, ligaments, or even bone or things like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all. It's very much related. Tendon connects the muscle to the bone. So if you have a tendonitis or a problem, you can work directly on the tendon as a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can work the muscle, and reflexly that will affect the tendon. And you do some joint play and joint mobilizations, nothing like getting into the scope of practice of a chiropractor or a physiotherapist, but there are things that you do as a massage therapist that deals with the joints themselves.
And so what about some technique then? I know of some things, stroking, kneading, tapping, maybe compression, vibration, things like that. What are some of these different things? I mean, the only one that I would imagine that I really know is obviously the word kneading is probably something similar to making bread or something. But
yeah, well, those as a registered massage therapist in Ontario, most provinces in Canada, you're trained with Swedish technique. So mm-hmm. These are all techniques that have been derived from the Swedish technique of massage therapy. So kneading, yeah, you're kneading the muscle. There's effleurage is the long circulation strokes. Tapping is just what it sounds like, tapping, and they all promote different effects.
Right.
Being whether it's very specific to the muscle or just a general overall circulation flow throughout the body.
Would some of these things be considered touch therapies, or is that a little bit different, like manipulation and movement and things like that, or repatterning?
Yeah, that's touch therapies and more energy-based therapies is different. And
do you incorporate some of those, or?
I do some. I find it very interesting and look forward to learning more about it. It's a very touch therapies or energy-based therapies are usually more subtle in terms of the pressure,
mm-hmm.
but the effects can be very deep and work sort of the whole body at once. It's sort of hard to explain, but I don't know an awful lot about it, but it's just as beneficial. Some people find that technique really works for them.
And just to understand that as complete as possible, at least, that energy is something that would basically come from the person giving massage therapy to
I think it can be a combination of the energy that you're working
okay.
with within, you know, the person on the table.
Okay.
I think you mentioned
repatterning?
Repatterning, yeah. I think you can...
Sounds like I really know something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I did my homework, but...
You can... what happens in the body with injury or any sort of trauma is blockages within the flow of energy. So I think a lot of energy therapies and Chinese therapies are like acupuncture and acupressure,
mm-hmm.
are dealing with just trying to get any blockages in the energy flow to release so that you're dealing with a healthy, vital energy flow.
All right. I just want to go through some of the possible benefits of massage therapy and maybe just get a quick little something from you on some of these, such as easing medication dependence.
Using massage therapy to ease?
Yeah. Would that allow somebody maybe not to take as much medication as they do for pain, possibly?
Hopefully, yeah. That's a big goal for some people. And yes, I think massage therapy can definitely help. I can't get into exactly what medications, you know, that you're going to be able to use less of or anything like that. But
right.
It just sort of brings you to the approach of more holistic way of looking at your health, and what that means is hopefully you're able to use less medication.
Sure. And what about enhancing immunity, maybe
for
by
sure,
stimulation
yeah,
and
that
so forth?
That falls into the basic massage therapy is very, very good for the circulation, the circulatory system, and that brings in immunity into play for sure. It's very good for immunity, yeah.
And how about joint flexibility?
Yeah, that too. That's probably one of the main things that people think of when they think of massage therapy. Oh, I'm stiff. I can't move.
Right, okay.
I need a massage. That's the sort of like the direct effect of, you know, you're massaging muscle, which helps to alleviate muscle pain and therefore joint pain, which helps you to move with more ease.
Okay, here's one. Lessening depression and anxiety.
Yeah, I think that's the whole energy system that we were speaking of earlier and the immunity. You know, you could think of it as it's just paying attention to the body in a healthy way, and that if you're suffering from depression, anxiety, can be really, really effective and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people combine massage therapy with talk therapy for things like depression and anxiety and have great results.
And last but not least, certainly, relieving migraine pain.
Yeah.
Do you get many people come in because of that specifically, and headaches and...
Yeah, for sure. Lots of headaches. Migraines, definitely. Migraines are a little bit tricky. You're not going to want to have a massage. Anyone who suffers migraines will know this. You're not going to want a massage in the midst of a migraine, but I think because what can happen is that muscle tension can trigger a migraine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're keeping your muscles loose and pliable and healthy, then I think it can minimize your migraines and a lot of tension headaches. That's a lot of people come in for tension headaches, sinus headaches, all kinds of different forms mm-hmm. of headaches.
And we might want to add too that some of the coverage for massage therapy can be covered through many different plans, right? Like Green Shield.
Yeah, a lot of people have coverage mm-hmm. for massage therapy, and it seems to be getting better and better, like in terms of more coverage.
Good.
Yeah, so that's a big incentive, and if you have coverage for massage therapy, use it.
Yes, by all means. And where can people get in touch with you if they're interested in having massage done?
Well, we're at Genesis Health Center, which is on Giles Boulevard East, mm-hmm. between Goyo and Dufferin, 79 Giles Boulevard East. And our phone number is 519-258-5269.
All right, good stuff. And with the holidays coming up, do you have gift certificates for massage?
Yes, we do. Yes, and that we do. I do tend to have a higher demand for gift certificates this time of year. It makes a nice gift.
Yeah, it certainly would.
For sure.
All right. Well, appreciate you very much being on the show, Lori. And
thank you.
Best success, of course, with your massage therapy.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I certainly hope you found today's show informative. I know many people prefer a holistic approach when it comes to health, and the rest of you need to know there are alternatives. Even if you may not be for you or you're apprehensive, you still need to know that it exists. And pills can mask ailments, but sometimes you need to look at a hands-on approach. Very important, especially if you exhausted other avenues and you don't believe all the negative things that you sometimes hear about holistics. It usually stems from those who've not tried it themselves. I know I have, and it works. And that's not to say that everything works or that what works for one may not work for everyone. So just keep an open mind. Visit Genesis Health Center online, or you can refer to the information from Lori, and book a massage. I'm Big JD. This is You Talking to Me on CJAM 99.1 FM, Redefining Radio in Windsor and Detroit. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.